Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Take back the night.
Take back the night.
Ooh, we don't know when the sun is rising next.
Take back the night.
The feeling's right.
night.
Chip, Justin Timberlake, hey, taking back the night. Hey, what up, everybody? It's Money Monday. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. 605 LA, 905 New York City. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. What it do, everybody? Man, like the skies opened up, torrential rain here in the Tampa Bay area, but it's beautiful nevertheless. Hey, we're talking about the spring break partygoers and how they got so turned up. Yo, they shut it down, Panama City, Florida. Listen, when people come to party in Florida, a lot of times they leave a trail of ooh-wee literally behind them. Listen, Panama City, they turned up so hard. Listen, they're changing their ordinances and changing laws after 2015 spring breakers, man, left the city. Unreal. 917-889-3926. Hey, jump on it. Before we go any further, all the way live, Charlotte, North Carolina. She's back with us. She's not live, but she's back with us. Here we go, here we go. Madam CeeLo Boston, welcome to the show. She think we can hear her, but we can't.
She's on mute.
She think she can hear us, but we can't. So all the way live from Plant City until Boston falls into the building. Hot chocolate, what up?
Hey, hey, everybody. Happy Monday. Happy 420
happy
for those that indulge.
Monday.
You know, if we go to some place.
20.
You know.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself. Yo,
yeah,
that dude, St. James, in the building, the DMV. What up, man?
Yo.
Hey, what's the weather like?
Yo, what up? Yo, man, it was lovely today, man. I was in shorts today, man, showing off the quadriceps and the calf muscles. And, you know, I had to start charging people if they wanted to touch it, see how real it was. It's crazy.
Lewdness, lascivious behavior. Lewdness, lascivious behavior.
Yeah. And everybody can get a free look. That's all. Got to pay for this artwork. Dig what I'm saying?
Hey, that's fun in the sun. That's real fun in the sun right
all
there,
day.
St. James. Hey, we're talking about spring breakers, and they're fun in the sun. Listen, spring breakers turned up. I mean, got extremely tired to the point to where, listen, I mean, man, they left a trail of, like, ridiculous news behind them. I mean, you know what the bottom line is? The bottom line is young people are scared of no one. They're not scared of their mothers.
Word.
They're not scared of their fathers. They're not scared of teachers. They're not scared of the police. Young people aren't scared of anyone. Listen. I mean, folks got shot at house parties. There were live rapes taking place, people standing around watching. Come on. I mean, lewd and lascivious is putting it lightly.
Going all the way in.
Beyond. It was a little bit beyond. You know, you're being nice with the description of activity because it's bananas. I mean, you know, there will be things that used to pop off come spring break time. We all get it. We all know that's the deal. You know, you're there to get it popping, but to that level,
out in public like that, though?
That's what I'm saying. To that level, I mean, you know, jump off time was we take it back to the telly. You know what I'm saying? And all bets are off.
Right.
But I mean, you know what I mean? But now you just not giving, you know, a rat's ass over it. Come on, bitch.
I mean,
man,
what's scary? Go ahead, Hot Chocolate.
I was going to say, back when we were spring breaking it, no one had to drug anyone for it. You know, it's willing, consensual fun. Now it's, you know, you don't give people a choice.
How freaky has society gotten? How pornographic are we when we can stand around on a public beach and be entertained by someone getting raped?
Yo, man, I'm trying to tell you, people have the society has desensitized us to such behavior because it's being, because, you know, thanks to the introduction of social media and camera phones, stuff like this you see, you know, on average, maybe not to this level of, you know, graphicness or whatever like that, but at the end of the day, with the amount of stuff you've seen on there, you wouldn't be surprised to see that pop up in your news feed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's some
pretty
people that have posted it. You know what I'm saying? That tells you that probably looking for it. Got mad hit looking at it.
No,
you
and,
what I'm saying?
And the reality is, you just said it got mad hits. A lot of people watching it. I mean, the reality is we've become a very sexual, pornographic society. I mean, check it out. I'm not sure if you all even noticed or not. I think I mentioned it maybe recently, maybe not. But Taylor Swift is so swift in her business skills. I give real props to Taylor Swift. There's a new .com suffix, and it's dot porn. And for those who really know the dot porn suffix and know what people can do, they can simply go out and buy a whole bunch of domain names with a whole bunch of celebrity names. And when the dot porn phenomenon actually hit, there will be like Madonna.porn, Taylor Swift.porn. She owns the domain. She's crazy smart. I don't want to get too far off the subject tonight.
Wow.
But my whole point is society, really, if something doesn't happen, if some intervention on a mass scale doesn't happen, we're in trouble. We're talking about what has taken place in Panama City, Florida recently, where the city council and city law is being reviewed after spring breakers came through and they turned up. We'll be right back. TM Hum Radio Live, Social Lab.
You take the clothes off my back and I let you. You'd steal the food right out my mouth and I'd watch you eat it. I still don't know why I love you so much. Oh, you curse my name and spite to put me to shame. Have my laundry in the street, dirty or clean. But I still don't know why I love it so much. Yeah. And baby, it's amazing I'm in this space with you. I just can't crack your code. One day you're screaming you love me loud, the next day you're so cold. One day you're here, one day you're there, one day you care, you're so unfair. Sipping from your cup till it runs over. Holy grail.
Blue told me remind you nigga. Fuck that shit y'all talking about, I'm the nigga. Caught up in all these lights and cameras. But look what that shit did to Hammer. God damn it, I like it. Bright lights enticing. Look what it did to Tyson. All that money in one night. 30 mil for one fight. Soon as all that money blows, all opinions take flight. Fuck the fame, keep chicken on me. What I do, I took her back. Fool me twice, that's my bad. I can't even blame her for that. Enough to make me want to murder. Mama, please just get my bail. I know nobody to blame. Kurt Cobain did it to myself.
And we all just entertainers. And we're stupid amputators. No, we all just entertainers.
And baby, it's amazing I'm in this place with you. I just can't crack your code.
star. I feel like I'm calling it off. Enough is enough, I'm calling it off. Who the fuck I'm kidding though? I'm getting high, sitting low, flying by in that big body, curtains all to my window. This fame hurt, but this chain works. I think back, you had the same person. If this is all you had to deal with, nigga, deal with this shit. This ain't work, this light work. Camera snapping, my eyes hurt. Niggas dying back where I was birthed. Fuck your iris and the IRS. Get the hell up off your high horse. You got the shit the niggas die for. Try yours. Why you mad? Take the good with the bad or throw the baby out with that bad water. You still alive. Still that nigga, nigga. You survive. Still getting bigger, nigga. Living a lot. Vanilla wafers in the villa. Illest nigga alive. Michael Jackson Thriller.
And baby, it's amazing I'm in this place with you.
Radio, a little bit of that Holy Grail, JT and Jay-Z. We are here in the Social Lab on Money Monday. Your girl, Hot Chocolate Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, who might still be on mute, and the General joining us again.
I'm here.
All
right.
Oh,
there she
you
is.
Found
right
way off the mute button.
I had to take the headset off. It won't work.
You had to take
technology
it off.
Technology fails us sometimes.
Yeah.
It does.
Yo,
but our topic tonight.
Yo,
yeah.
Before we go there real quick, yo, I just want to know if the listeners out there are hip to this recently surfaced video, of this officer in Richmond, Ohio, right? There was a suspect. Now, mind you, and I'm gonna give you all the details of it. There was a suspect already charged with a double murder. Double murder. He was being approached by the police. He put his hands in his pocket like he had something in it for the police. Charged at the police, but the police did not shoot this man. He kept backing up
and
saying, I don't want to do this, man.
No fear.
No, the dude was fearless of his consequences, of the ultimate consequence.
No fear.
And walked up on the pole again. He kept on repeating, shoot me, shoot me, shoot me.
Right.
No shots were fired. The officer had his gun drawn. This is that on a body camera. Officer had his gun drawn at the suspect, and he kept on backing up, saying, I don't want to do this, man. Get your hands out of your pocket. I don't want to do this. Back up, back up, back up. And to the point to where when the suspect charges at him, the officer falls down. He falls backwards, talking about, I don't want to do this. Now, the $64 question for the night is, why didn't the officer shoot him? I have
great
one
restraint.
Theory.
Great restraint.
And that's what the police chief said, that the officer showed great restraint
in not shooting the suspect. Great strength. Which is true. Not saying that it wasn't. Can't take nothing away from. His training that he had on the field and the split decision making ability of not, you know, pulling
the
trigger.
Nah, the bottom line
like
is God was on the side of that individual because the officer should have blew his head off.
Should have unloaded on him. Now,
right, he could have, right, and didn't.
And it would have been justified. I mean, he had evidence.
Right.
Evidence.
So angels were encamped around.
I'm a conspiracy theorist, and, you know, some listeners may not like what I'm about to say, but I'm going to call a spade a spade. The suspect was white.
Right.
And I have a hard time believing that if this was a Michael Brown or was a gentleman that just got popped in the back over a broken taillight in South Carolina.
Michael.
The one that we just had the topic on. I think his name. Pardon me.
Yeah, his name is Michael.
Mr. Wilson.
But if Wilson, okay, if this was either one of those two, I have a strong sense, a strong urge of belief that it would not have ended the same way, with the officer showing great restraint.
You can get a second to that motion. Absolutely.
I have a gut feeling we don't need to park there though.
I mean, because you absolutely know it. It's emphatic. And I think really the fact that, you know, if you really didn't know, you would have just assumed we were talking about a black man. But the reality is no, absolutely not. That's what made it so intriguing, right? Just the idea that
made it so egregious
would show such great restraint,
right,
no, son?
But
that
you
was
know
egregious.
What?
It wasn't.
And
that
you don't
that
even
was egregious.
It, and you don't even give it a thought when it's a black man. The idea of restraint never even comes to mind. But you can show great restraint not to shoot down a Caucasian man. I'm going to come back down.
Double murder suspect at that, too.
The idea of it is quite egregious. But tonight, ladies and gentlemen, our topic is the spring break folks that really shut down Panama City. And they did it in such an egregious manner that it's worthy of us talking about tonight. Because the bottom line is this: young people are out of control. And listen, I think it has everything to do with how we respond. And I wasn't in Panama City. I wasn't in Daytona. I wasn't in Fort Lauderdale. But I see what social media is reporting, and what is real is. It's like sex, drugs, and rock and roll all day long. I think that's the best, theme for sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Go ahead, Madam.
Well,
Boston.
You know a lot about
sex, drugs, and rock and roll, Boston. So take it from here.
Yes, I do, and I want to know how the young lady that was raped on the beach, while people were standing there watching it happen, she passed out on the beach, and these two gentlemen went on to have sex with her. Now, they were charged.
That became entertainment. Unbelievable.
Right. And the thing is, what in the hell? Now, I mean, no, rape did not just start happening with this generation. It's been going on for years, centuries even. But
when you say this generation, what do you mean? What do you mean when you say this generation? I think in general. It's been going on.
That's
what
why I said it's not. It didn't just happen with this generation. Because a lot of people look at it like, now they're doing this. No, they're not just now doing it. It's been being done. But the only time it seemed that rape was acceptable was when war was, you know, in play. But for us to be desensitized for even females to sit there and watch these boys raped this girl on the beach.
it seems pretty, like, unrealistic to me. I mean, there's no way that I'm going to sit and actually watch that happen in a public place and think that that's okay. There's no way that I personally could be in that kind of space, in that environment.
Yeah,
speaking for myself.
Right.
Yeah, so would you step in and stop it if that was you in the presence of that?
You know what? I feel like this. For me, if I felt as my influence couldn't stop it or at least get her help, at least get her covered up, if I couldn't stop it and cover her up, then I would call in some assistance that could stop it and get her together. Because my conscience wouldn't allow me to stand out there and be a part of that. That my conscience wouldn't allow me to do it.
I can respect it. Definitely respect it.
And so I think at the end of the day, I would have to try to use whatever influence I had amongst a nucleus of people for us to stop it.
And you said they gave her a drug that she passed out, or she was just like, just shit. I mean, sorry, just wasted.
She just,
you know.
From what the report
said,
yeah, they had been drinking, and she thinks that they slipped something in her drink because she blacks out and doesn't remember anything until she sees herself on video on a news report.
Wow.
Yeah.
How shocking a surprise that to wake up to.
I mean, but listen, ladies and gentlemen, all of us on this platform, I believe, has attended a higher form of education, meaning we've gone to college. We know what takes place, not just in college. Let's not even make it an academic thing. Let's talk about in our neighborhoods. And truth be told, it's a taboo topic. Let's talk about within our families. Some of the things that have taken place, and people know and haven't said anything.
Right.
You know, I mean, you kind of got to draw a line with yourself, because right is right and wrong is wrong, whether everybody know or nobody knows. You still got to take a position.
Right.
True.
But a lot of times young men are not taught how to respect women or to even respect the space around them. They just pretty much go out and just try to conquer.
Or themselves.
Yeah, so it's like it's not right on any level at any age range. And, you know, I was thinking about something earlier today about how, like, when it became not okay to call the police to get help in your community. And honestly, it made me think back to, okay, you see how the police are doing our young men, and it's on camera. Well, years ago, that wasn't in place. And hundreds of years ago, that stuff wasn't in place. And half the time, if someone in the community did involve the police, the one that they're calling them on, they know 9 times out of 10 they're going to get killed. So that in turn says, okay, we can't call the police to handle our problems. We can't even invite them in here because they'll kill them even if we just want them to be chastised.
Yeah, they don't trust them.
Right.
They don't
you know,
trust.
And
I mean,
so then that becomes a perpetuated cycle, you know. And
lack of trust.
So here we are.
Mm-hmm. That makes
that's
sense.
Real. That's real. Hey, we're going to pause for the calls. It's 9:29. It's the Social Lab, real conversation. We're talking about spring break, but this has spun into a real interesting dialogue. Hey, join us, 917-889-3926. Hey, it's a Blue Flame Money convo coming up here shortly. We'll be back. See you, Mama, you're live.
Thinking never wanna love again. You say no more. Let me show you things can be different. And then you get the chance to prove I'm really nothing like him. Oh, 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 oh. And I know he put some dust in you, baby. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe many nights, drowning in those tears. You cry, baby, I'm right here. Let me be the one to revive you. Cause you're trapped inside a box with no air, and you can't survive in there. Ooh, don't you wanna be free? Let me show you real love and the way it's supposed to be. I wish you let me.
Again, this Money Monday, yo, and we are talking about spring break and these ratchet teenagers. Good gracious, it's it is 6:33. No, how about this? 7:18 a.m. in Kathmandu.
You've been working on that one. Where is Kathmandu? Where is that in the world?
That's east.
Damn it. You don't know where it is. You don't even know where it is in the world.
Hey, who expected you to ask me where it was?
You're supposed to know in case anybody asks.
I'm prepared for that. You're not supposed to ask me where that is. You're just supposed to go along with it and say, uh-huh. It is.
Now that you mention where that is, that Tibet? Is that in Tibet?
Hey, man.
Where is that? That sounds interesting. Where is
hey,
that?
Hey, just like
I think
the people in the middle, they got to figure it out. figure
respect.
Out what Kathmandu is. That's
much
a project
respect.
For you. So it's 7:19 a.m. in Kathmandu. And
wow.
It's 4:34 a.m. in Jerusalem. Now, I know what that's at.
Kathmandu is the capital of Nepal.
Hallelujah.
There
Nepal,
we go.
Nepal.
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 Right,
okay.
Right.
Thank
yeah.
Nepal.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Where is Brother Nupi is at.
Wow.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Brother
Nupi
is.
Yeah. I won't deny.
Fever Nepal. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. Yes. So, like I said, we're talking about these ratchet teenagers. And the fact that they're insensitive to atrocities. I mean, but
even not so you know much teenagers, but young adults and adults also participating. You know, and so I don't want to just blame it on you know totally on teenagers.
I mean, well, the adults don't. They couldn't have had too much of it in input because I mean it couldn't have been that it couldn't have been if an adult was standing out there watching the crap happen. I mean like it should be handled the same way. Either you can stop it or you go get somebody that can.
I don't think everyone is of the mindset that
that's what I'm saying.
I don't think everyone is of the mindset that they will step in and try to stop someone being abused. I think people see people getting abused all the time and feel like it's not my position, it's not my business.
Or more like, it's not me, so I'm not going to be concerned. But see, that's where I have a problem at. I can't mind my business in that right. Because I have to say something.
Now, I'm going to keep it funky with y'all. Like, you know, growing up, you know, I see, you know, you see people get robbed, you know, see cats get jumped, beat up or whatever like that. I became desensitized to that kind of activity. So, you know, I go down to the city and I see cats get run up on. I'm not going to be the one that's going to call the authorities or whatever. I just kind of like, you know, turn a blind eye to it. But I guess in my adult years now, I know there's a certain code of ethics and morals that, you know, people should operate by. You know, not to say that I was still, you know, I still wouldn't call in or whatever. But, I mean, as far as like with that goes, I think that's just a little bit too much. You know what I'm saying? Like with this rape thing or whatever, when Shorty passed out. You know what I mean? Like, you know, because, like, you know, I have a daughter now. And I got to think about that kind of stuff, too. So I want somebody stepping for my daughter if, you know, she made a bad decision such as that. You know what I'm saying? So I probably would make a few phone calls if I, like you said, T, if my influence wasn't strong enough to stop them from handling, you know, stopping what they was doing. So.
Okay, so. Now let me ask you this. What bad decision do you think she made?
I want to say this. I think that's solely because for me, I have sisters, man. I have sisters. So, you know, for me, that, you know.
Right. Well, the reason why
what
part did she do wrong? Because.
No, I'm not talking about her getting drugged. I'm just talking about getting inebriated to the, you know, like I said, who's to say how far in she was before she may have gotten drugged. It may have been the first drink she had for the night. Who knows? But if there's reports of her already being physically intoxicated, if it was obvious signs of her intoxication that allowed her to impair judgment, then I feel that was a poor decision to make. You know what I'm saying? In the midst of that kind of situation. You know what I mean? Even, you know, not to say that doesn't go on, but that doesn't make it right at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I mean by poor judgment. Whenever you get to that point to where you could be taken advantage of or to where, you know, you allow yourself to be put in uncompromising positions, knowingly or unknowingly, I just feel that may be a showing of a poor judgment. That's all I'm saying.
And you're absolutely right, though.
Let's go to the phones. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, we're going all the way up to D.C. Our resident correspondent, that dude, Coop. Hey, what up, brother?
Man, what's going on, Tim Hyman family?
What's happening? Doing good tonight.
Hey, man.
What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm nothing much, man. I'm just sitting here, you know, enjoying the show.
Dig it. Hey. Appreciate you, brother.
Hey, can I change the subject for just a little bit?
Absolutely.
How much money you got?
About 50 cents. I got a funny story I've been wanting to tell y'all since Saturday night when it happened.
Okay,
so I go out with one of my buddies' birthday. We go to a spot called Smoky Bones in Bowie, Maryland.
Oh, I love this one.
Okay, I know about that.
So we out there, and it's like three guys and one girl. We all sitting at the table laughing. And this one guy said, man, I got this little honey coming, so don't y'all say nothing crazy. So we're like, all right. So the girl comes. She's nice looking. She's an attorney. So she gets falls right in. We all laughing and joking. So all of a sudden, the guy that invited her there, that we all figured he must be trying to talk to, he called a little honey and everything, and he was ordering drinks, her drink before she got there. He starts talking about his ex-wife's attorney and how sexy she was. And he says,
oh, snap.
He says, but she was sexy in a crazy way. Like she'll stab you and then do it to you.
What?
So we sitting there. And we like, what the hell did he
do? You made me push so many buttons on my phone right then.
So he says,
wow.
He says, so one of my other buddies says, hey, if you really feel that way about it, you could probably look her up on Facebook. But he's saying it joking. He says, oh, no, I already did that. So then my other buddy says, well, damn, you might as well send her a friend request. And he said, yeah, I sent her a friend request, and she accepted it, like, the next day. That was kind of quick. So I think she is crazy. And we sitting there like,
what?
Nah, she ain't crazy. You crazy. Hey. And then the girl that he invited, she's sitting there looking like, what the hell do I've got myself into?
Hey.
And so we all sat there laughing, and then she started, like, egging him on, like, you ought to inbox her. He, like, I've been thinking about it. I don't know. And he, like, she's like, you ought to do it. So we're like, man, you better not do it. You'll get yourself a restraining order. And I bet he probably, by the day, he probably inboxed her. He might have inboxed her that night. And the thing was, he hadn't even been drinking.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And
so when they got ready to leave, we just told her.
Game.
Yeah,
that
was the chick he invited. But
hey.
Hey, I just wanted to share that with y'all tonight.
Well, that's crazy in a sexy way, like she'll stab you and then do it.
Then do it.
I'm not a fan of that kind of crazy.
I was about to say that's your type, ain't it,
Safe? Hey, we're going to pause for the calls. Come right back. Hey, Nas is going to be in the Tampa Bay area this coming Wednesday. If you are in the area, Nas will be at Club Sky.
Put your
knives
exactly,
up. I know exactly, trying to get out there. Hey, the world is yours. We'll be right back. TMI Radio Live.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Put your knives up, people. Good. Terrible.
Sip the Don P, watching Gandhi until I'm charged. Writing in my book of rhymes, all the words past the margin. The whole of mic a throbbing, mechanical movement. Understandable, smooth, this shit that murderers move with. The thieves theme, play me at night, they won't act right. A fiend of hip hop, it's got me stuck like a crack pipe. The mind activation, react like I'm facing time like Pappy Mason. With pins I'm embracing, wipe the sweat off my dome, spit the phlegm on the street. In the Nikes on my feet, keep my cipher complete. Weather cruising in a six cap, a Montero deep, I can't call it. Beats make me fall in asleep, I keep falling. Never falling 6 feet deep, I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me. The world is yours, disciple of the project, last verbal murderer. Yeah, the world is yours, to the Philly bluntheads, crack pumping drug murderers. The world is yours, to my niggas coming home from lockdown with new plans. The world is mine, holding a stolen cop's Glock with G notes in my hand. To my man, ill will, God bless.
bless your life. To my peoples throughout Queens, God bless your life. My insight and life's vision, words of wisdom to get pay me intuition to listen. The murder paragraphs of mysticism. Man plant seeds that brings forth multiple breeds. So many cultures on one planet, but one culture's free. Son, I need weed to proceed. Change the flow speed, I'm getting vexed. Giuliani is 666. There's no days for broke days, selling smoke pays. I took the chocolate, potent fillies, never wrote sprayed. This is a hassle. The bridge is like a haunted castle. The mic's my religion, the system is the devil's lasso. And yo, the trife life is most influential. Though colors on men's skins and pens is coincidental. How you living, larger broker? You're wasting time extorting papers from smokers. Catching court papers, getting broke up. The world is mine, persona of late Tony Montana, yet getting mine. The whole world is mine. Who won it? I never front it. I'm forever blunted, getting live. Handy up with the lie. Never stop. We don't stop the handy low. Puff the lie, y'all. Don't stop the handy low. We puff the lie. Every day, puff the lie. Puff the handy low. I'm the young city bandit. Hold myself down single-handed. For murder raps, I kick my thoughts alone. Get remanded. Born alone. Die alone. No crew to keep my crown on throne. I'm deep. I sound alone. Cave this out 1,000 miles from home. I need a new ender. For this black cloud to follow. Cause while it's over me, it's too dark to see tomorrow. Trying to maintain. Flip, fill the clip to the tip. Picturing my peeps. 98 can make my heartbeat skip. And I'm amped up. They lock the champ up. Even my brain's in handcuffs. Headed for Indiana. Stabbing. Just like the Phantom. The crew is amping. Ill will style. Check the go-to smell. Plus I profile well. Sass through the flock. Words burning dollars. I like my soul. Walk the blocks with a box. Check the games. Plus the games people play. I check the games. Plus the games people play. Bust the problems of the world today.
Hyman, Madam Boston, Hot Chocolate, and our resident call-in host, co-host, Coop.
Ooh.
Coop Dizog. We here, y'all. We still talking about some psycho friends inboxing people that they don't even know because they want to get stabbed and boned at the same time. I don't dig. I'm not with that combination. I promise you. Y'all can have that. You know what
that's,
I mean?
That's a nap on steroids right there. Yeah. That's like the wildest.
That's S&M for your ass. Yeah.
Word. At its highest degree. At the highest degree. Yeah, but we still talking about these, you know, I thought we were waiting on Eddie Lotto to show up to give us the fruits of his labor.
Hey, no Eddie Lotto as of right now. Listen. I'm definitely down for the Blue Flame money line. I got numbers over the weekend.
Yep.
And that 263 actually hit. I played box 236, bang,
okay.
Bang, Blue Flame
bang,
money
bang,
line.
Bang,
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 bang.
Now, send mama some money now.
Yeah, mama need a new pair
bang,
of shoes
bang.
For that swole up foot.
Yeah, I get that wig
down.
Off layaway.
I need somebody to rub these legs.
Yeah, I get that wig off layaway.
So get it off layaway. Word. And so, hey, log on the Blue Flame Money Line Facebook. Hey, try to join that group. There's now a Florida group. He got the sheets on deck. I want to say that the sheets are like $15 a pop. I heard a recent testimony
off of one of the sheets. The sheet promised four wins in a month using the sheet. Eddie
right.
Lotto came on and talked about the sheets. There's like four or five different sheets where number patterns are guaranteed. He guaranteed a four wins in a month. The guy actually had 10 wins in a month, totaling about $2,000. Came back and bought a couple more sheets. He's the real deal. Doesn't take a whole lot to it, but it's definitely not magic. He's teaching
right.
you how to play Lotto effectively. Eddie Lotto, Blue Flame Moneyline, log on Facebook. Actually,
and you know what? The week
BlueFlameMoneyline.com as well. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Ahead. No, I was just going to say that I also, because, you know, I'm in the group too, so someone has shared their printout, and they hit for 18 grand last week, and it was an exact
bang, bang.
Stick four, huh?
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
Right, so, you know, it does work, and then you have variations of playing online as well, which actually is cheaper. You know.
Yeah, and the odds are higher, actually, too. So, you know, it's like 6-1 odds that you get when you play in the regular stores, but on the line it's like 9-1 odds. So it's cheaper, but you can come out on top more. So your normal 50,
so
your normal 50-cent box.
BlueFlameMoneyline.com, and use the hashtag TM Hyman Radio. So that you heard it here. Now, BlueFlameMoneyline.com, again, hashtag TM Hyman Radio. We're a part of the membership. There's a portal involved. I mean, it's the real deal. I mean, he's really teaching you. And Gina Hot Chocolate did a one-on-one session. It hasn't gotten that serious for me. Well, I'm doing a one-on-one. But he's even doing one-on-one.
It was very in-depth. My mind could not grasp the concept of it. Like, I'm still trying to process it. In the bigger scheme of things. But for those who have the patience and have the time to devote to it, it is definitely worth it, because then you understand the strategy, you understand the probability, and all of your efforts make a whole lot more sense.
Right. It's like pretty much making, instead of just guessing numbers, you're making more of an educated guess than,
absolutely.
Yeah, than without.
Yeah,
yep.
You know,
a lot of people go in there,
you know, playing like, you know, the time they walked in, or, you know, what's the last, you know, the last license plate they saw, stuff like
birthdays,
that. You know,
their address.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Kids.
You know, I mean, some of that stuff, you know, you go win by happenstance, but I mean, you know, there's more of a calculated risk, I would say, you're taking with, you know, this methodology. So.
Yeah.
Work. And we can pause for about two or three. We'll come right back after this. Social Lab TMI Radio. The crew.
Hey.
$250,000 on me right now. Hard to make a song about something other than the money. Two things I'm about to talk and blunt and saying blunt. Pretty women, are you here? Are you here right now, huh? We should all disappear right now. Look, you're getting all your friends and you're getting in the car and you're coming to the house. Are we clear right now, huh? You see the fleet, all the new things. Cop cars with the loose change. All white like a Mustang. See me rolling in they mood change. Like a motherfucker. New floor, I got a dozen of them. I don't trust you, you're undercover. I could probably make some steps, this is fuck each other. Woo! Talking fillets with the trouble butter. Fresh sheets and towels, man, she gotta love it. Yeah, they all get what they desire from it. What? Tut up, we ain't hiding from it.
Out loud. I'm on top about a million. on me right now. And I ain't talking about that Lil Wayne record. I'm still a highest selling female rapper for the record. Man, this is 65 million single soul. I ain't gotta compete with a single soul. I'm good with the ballpoint game, finger roll. Ask me how to do it, I don't tell a single soul. Pretty women, what's up? Is your hair right now? You a stand up or is you in your chair right now? Do you hear me? I can't let a wet get near me. I might kiss the better if you damn it. I ain't never need a man to take care of me. Yo, I'm in that big boy, can't rent this. I floss every day, but I ain't a dentist. Your whole style and approach, I invented. And I ain't taking that back, cause I meant it.
Bank teller flirting after checking my account. Pretty ladies like, yeah, trouble butter on your butt. Cuddle buddies on the low, you ain't gotta tell your friend that I eat in the morning. Cause she gon' say I know, can I hit it in the bathroom? Put your hands on the toilet. I put one leg on the tub, girl, this my new dance move. I just don't know what to call it. But bitch, you dancing with the stars, I ain't nothing like your last dude. What's his name? Not important. I bought some. She became a vacuum, put it on my carpet. The white or white chocolate. I'm so heartless, thoughtless, lawless, and flawless, smallest, regardless, largest, and charging, born in New Orleans. Get killed for Jordan, skateboard, I'm gnarly, Drake, Tunch, and Barbie, you know.
I'm here with the Tim Hyman family, bring you back for the first time. And if y'all could hear what they talk about during the break, man, they are terrible. I don't understand it.
Blame it all on us, huh, Coon?
Hey, we'll be back on Wednesday, 9 p.m.
Blame it all on us.
Hey, back Wednesday. It's 9:57. Hey, we appreciate Coop coming live out of D.C. tonight. Hey, St. James, Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston. Hey, big up to Dee Dee and Toya checking in. Hey,
hey
listen,
ladies.
Folks. We appreciate the love. 100,000 plus listeners worldwide. Hey, we're about to step our game up. Listen, if you want to advertise, want to promote your business, we're planning live remotes. We're planning artist features. Hey, hit us up. Hit us up. TM Hyman Radio Live at Gmail. TM Hyman Radio Live at Gmail. But you can also dial us 917-889-3926 during the show live. We want to talk to you. Invite us out. We'll come out and just big you up in your area. You come live on the show. And we want to come to some of the major markets. Coop, set up a live remote for us in D.C. We'll come.
All right, I got a couple.
We want to do a show with Jay Styles in D.C., brother.
All right. I'm going to work on it. Wait a minute. Who is Jay Styles?
Hey, 90 seconds left in the show. Let's get up out, let's get up out of here.
Yo, whatever you do, do it well. We see y'all on Wednesday at 9. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Not who is he?
Babe.
Word. Yeah, man. Hey, I'm going to have to start giving. No, word is about. I'm about to start after giving the tips on the summertime do's
six,
and don'ts
six,
in the beginning,
six,
man.
Seconds.
I'm starting to see stuff happening. I'm seeing stuff happen that's not a, you know, feasible. Let's go.
Make sure you
Gentlemen,
join us on Wednesday.
Pants.
Oh, Lord. Make
floor.
Sure you join us on Wednesday as we take a second stab at this interview with the cast of Money and Violence that Hot Flame web series that's popping up on YouTube that I hear is already getting ready to start production of the second season. So get your questions ready for the Men of Money and Violence Wednesday, 9 p.m. We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio. We'll see you then.
Peace.
Holla back.
Talk radio show. 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 Talk radio show.